Part 2. Reading Passage. In a day when sex goddesses like Marilyn Monroe and Rita Hayworth ruled the movie world, Audrey Hepburn brought to the screen a completely different image of sophistication and glamour. Through her roles in films like Roman Holiday, Sabrina, and Breakfast at Tiffany's, Hepburn's expressive brown eyes and slender grace projected an enchanting combination of independence and innocence. Born in Belgium to a banker father and baroness mother, Hepburn spent her childhood in London. During World War II, she was trapped in Holland by the Nazi invasion, and for a time had only tulips to eat. After the war, she returned to London and began studying ballet and doing modeling work. In 1951, she was discovered by the famous French novelist Colette, who persuaded her to star in the New York production of the play Gigi. That same year, Hepburn made her first American film, One Wild Oat. 2 years later, her performance as the high-spirited Princess Anne in Roman Holiday made her an international movie star. She received an Academy Award, and her short, boyish haircut set a new fashion trend. In 1954, she married actor-director Mel Ferrer and received a Tony Award for her role in the Broadway play Ondine, in which she starred with her new husband. Hepburn and Ferrer would later divorce in 1968. That same year, she also enjoyed success playing a chauffeur's daughter in the film Sabrina, for which she was nominated for an Oscar. In her first musical, Funny Face, 1957, she portrayed a bookstore clerk who is turned into a fashion model. 2 years later, she played a very different sort of role in The Nun Story. Breakfast at Tiffany's, released in 1961, was not a big commercial success at the time, but Hepburn's portrayal of the character Holly Golightly has become perhaps her most memorable performance. Charade, 1963, in which she starred with Cary Grant, was one of her most successful films. The following year, she was chosen to play the lead role in the movie version of the musical My Fair Lady. Hepburn wasn't allowed to sing. Her parts were dubbed by the singer Marnie Nixon. In 1969, Hepburn married the psychiatrist Andrea Dotti and essentially retired from show business, appearing in very few film roles. To the end of her life, Hepburn devoted herself to UNICEF and to the fight against world hunger.